our scripture or our chapter that we'll be looking at is First Thessalonians chapter 1. First Thessalonians chapter 1, and we'll start at verse 1. Once again, it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 1 says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, what I like about this verse is it makes clear, one, there is a God, and he is our Father, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Verse 2 says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. First, I want you to understand the city of Thessalonica was the chief seaport of Macedonia. Paul and Silas was forced from Philippi to Thessalonica. If you recall, it was the Thessalonians that Paul preached 3 Sabbath days in the synagogue. He had to leave when the Jews stirred up the people and brought some of the believers before the officials and accused them of promoting treasonous ideas. When Paul left, he felt he did not have enough time to ground them in the Christian doctrine, so he wanted to go back. Also, the Thessalonians were concerned that those believers who had already died would miss Christ's coming. So Paul assured them that those who had died would be caught up to meet the Lord just like those who are alive at his coming. Despite the problems and the persecution they faced, the church of the Thessalonians faithfully spread the gospel. And we will see this unfolding in this chapter. Here's a few of the things that Paul left to the Thessalonians to know. Verse 4 says, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Literally, your election, your choosing, your divine choice is of God. Mm-hmm. We must know and believe what we have. We must believe it is divine and it is from God. We need to be convinced without a doubt of what we have and who we have, so we will not be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Verse 5 says, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in the power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. What they preached came in and with demonstration and proof. Paul explains, we know God loves you and has chosen you, and just as Paul encourages them about being chosen and loved, we also know without question in our hearts that God loves us and has chosen us. Let me encourage and share this with you. Look at John 15, verse 16. Jesus said in the book of John 15, verse 16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Mm-hmm. Let's break this down a little. What was for the disciples is also for us. We have not chosen him to be our master and Lord, but he has chosen us to be his disciples, friends, and servants. We did not choose God. He chose us because he knows us. We did not make ourselves known to God. He made himself known to us. We were chosen to bring his character to light, so that same character would continue to shine before men. Anybody remember what his character is? It is easy to show love, peace, and joy when no one is bothering you. How many will agree? But how easy is it to show love, peace, and joy when someone is doing and saying things they should not? You know how people do. Not only is your peace, love, and joy tried, but now you have to show long-suffering, temperance, meekness with it. Should I go on? In other words, God wants us to show this not just when things are going our way, but when they aren't. Not just when we are being praised, but when we are persecuted too. Remember, as it comes forth, it will be tried because we are chosen, because we are his. Like a child asks his natural father, we can ask our spiritual father. And he gives unto us what we ask according to his will. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 5. That's Ephesians chapter 1, 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Just in case you didn't know, chosen means to be selected and preferred before others. So God selected and preferred us over the wicked. One more encouragement to you. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness Amen. Into his marvelous light. Amen. Father God and Jesus Christ has called you out of this world. That is what we are. So as Paul encouraged Thessalonica, you be encouraged. Verse 6 back in Thessalonians. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. The Thessalonians were undoubtedly chosen of God because they were active and operative Christians. In their life, they practiced and conformed themselves to the excellent pattern and example spoken to them by their preachers. We are who we are because we have conformed to the image and we practice the teachings given to us. It goes on to say, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Receiving the word may cause uneasiness in you. You may experience intensive fear from the anticipation of a threat of what you believe and receive. But hold on. Here is something we must understand, accept and receive. Christians are followers of Christ in his sufferings, as well as in his example. We follow him in the sharp and thorny path of affliction, and we are willing to bear his cross as well as to wear his crown. We should be ready to suffer for them as well as be glorified with them. Does that make sense to anyone? So in verse 7, so that ye were examples or examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. They became a pattern or example to them. We must live before others that we too become an example. Remember what Jesus told his disciples in Acts? Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost and unto the uttermost part of the earth. It is our life shining as a witness. Is your life shining as a witness? Or are people turning away because they see phoniness? Verse 8 says, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not speak anything. They weren't quite quiet about what they believe nowhere. Do we have our moments or places or people where we share? Or are we sharing with everyone? Verse 9 says, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living true God. We are where we are at with our idols. Where are we at? Are we turned to God or from God? Where true grace is rooted in the heart, though it is not immediately seen, it cannot be hid for long. It will be manifested and show itself as the genuine character that God has given. Verse 10 says, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to God to come. That is what we are doing, waiting for the soon return of Jesus Christ. And while we patiently wait, we continue to worship him in spirit and in truth. We continue to share the gospel. We continue to be an example to family, friends, and enemies. Listen to what the writers are saying in these scriptures. In Romans 2:9, it says, to them who by patience continues in well-doing, seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Philippians 3:20 said, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13 said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God our Savior, Jesus Christ. And then 2 Peter 3:13 said, looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. We are waiting patiently. We are waiting patiently that we will deliver, that we will be delivered and redeemed. Let us remember, Jesus Christ delivered up himself to death so he might be a savior and deliverer to us, that he might keep us from the wrath that is to come. This wrath means the revenge and punishment which the Lord will in time judge the world in his terrible wrath. My time is up, and I thank you for yours.